real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Ron Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. And Scott T is still here in the studio along with Laura Russin and the one and only Tina Goodrich.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tina. All right. So of all the stuff, let's have a little fun and try to figure out how much fun we can poke at radon if there's some to poke in.
Radon.
All right. Good. Radon. Tell us about it, Tina. What's up with radon?
Radon is a gas that comes up naturally from the ground, a radiation gas. It's released from the ground, and we are finding it in our homes. And it's odorless. You can't see it. You don't even know if it's there or not.
Yeah.
And so more people are taking that test. You can take a test through your inspector to do a radon. And you can do a home test. I found out you can buy a home test from Amazon, Home Depot, or Lowe's. And they're fairly reasonable, like $20 and under. And you can do the test at home. Gas, that radiation gas is released from the ground, and you find it coming from the basement, from crawl spaces.
Not from regular basements, just crawl spaces?
Well, no. A basement is usually where you can find it. It seeps through through cracks of your basement as it comes up through the ground.
Right.
Pump.
So an old Michigan basement that had the dirt floor, that's even worse.
Yeah, definitely. It can come through a crawl space, cracks in your basement. And there is a way to eliminate the radon gas. Of course, first you want to find out if you have radon gas releasing in your home. And again, this is something that is undetected. It's a caveat emptor, which is buyer beware.
Was that Latin?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
So you want to, when you're doing an inspection, because you are allowed to do your due diligence when you go under contract, usually that 5 to 10 business days, you can ask your inspector if you think that you should have a radon test done. So it doesn't cost that much extra to do a radon test through your inspector.
Yeah.
And it's well worth it because they are finding it more and more in homes. Surprisingly, it's near, you can find it near water.
Sure. Don't they have radon detectors that are part of like smoke detectors? And then there's another gas detector too.
Carbon monoxide.
Right. Don't they have them like that?
I don't know if there is in radon. I think it's a test that you have to do and send into a lab. You can get it from Amazon, a radon test, and it's under $20.
Would a Geiger counter do it?
Would a what?
I don't think
a Geiger counter.
I don't think so. What is that?
Geiger counter is like
measures radiation.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A Geiger counter will work for that?
I would think so, because it's a radiation gas, so it could give you some levels.
Well, maybe, and if we're wrong, please let moondogshow.com know so next week we can tell that we were wrong.
It just reminded me of that Gilligan.
Not everybody's going to have one of those.
No.
So you're going to want.
That one Gilligan episode that had that
Was he looking for radon?
They were looking for something. I can't remember. Something that the professor developed. They would just.
Well, radon gas is it's a number two killer for lung cancer. So breathing in this radon, that you can't smell or you can't see can be very hazardous to the homeowners. So it is becoming more popular to have a radon test done. And if you're worried about radon, it doesn't cost that much to do it, an extra test with your inspector when you're doing your home inspection. Put that in there that you want that done. If you're already a homeowner and you think you might have radon, there's symptoms from radon. It takes years for this to take an effect on you, but there are symptoms of radon. If you're feeling nauseated, discomfort, You know your own body if you're not feeling well and something's, you know, bothering you. It could be radon in your home.
Did you say there were some home tests?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm looking at Amazon right now. There's a gas test, a premium EPA approved, $26. There's a RD1 test kit, which is $15.98. And actually, it looks like they have some digital counters also in here, Inkbird portable radon detector. And
yeah.
So, yeah, so you can have a
detector.
They're
not that much to, you know, like I said, $20 maybe to do a home test if you're already a homeowner and you might think that you have possibility of radon in your, you know, in your home.
I would buy one of these and keep it on the wall.
Yeah.
So you always know. I mean, because once you do a radon test, you did the test, and the test is just for that.
Just for that.
And then after that test, you know, the radon could start later. So, you know, it's always good to know.
Yeah, and what they do to cure it now is they put a pipe in the ground.
You
got to
twist that little on the other side with those little weak wrists that you have over there.
Stop.
Interruption.
Okay. How do you get rid of it?
So there is a way to cure radon, which a specialty will come in, and they put a pipe in the basement in the ground, and it releases the gas from the ground up through the pipe and outside. So radon is, you find it outside. It's, again, it's a natural gas that seeps through the ground and out. So outside, it's just, you know, evaporated into the air. But in the home, it can be trapped in a home.
Right.
And that's where it can, you know, if you have dangerous levels of radon, it can be dangerous to your family after years and years.
And where it's probably going to get trapped the most would be in bedrooms because people like to close their bedrooms and keep them all closed up.
Well, a basement. Let's say that you've been in a home for 30 years or 40 years and you have an odorless gas that's being released, you know, maybe from a crack in the basement and you don't know it. So from all those years and years of breathing it in, it can be very hazardous to us. So it's really important if you think you do have radon, you can get it on Amazon. You can, if you're a buyer and you're looking at a house, this can be done during your due diligence for a home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it.
Okay.
The home inspector. So right. I just thought I'd bring that up because it is becoming more and more common, and you're hearing it more often in the home inspections. And some people are like, radon? I've never heard of it. You think I have it? It can be anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a natural gas, radioactive gas that seeps through the ground, and it comes through your basement or your crawl space.
Right. Where do it come from?
It's a natural gas through like uranium. So it seeps through
the core of the earth.
It's like fracking in your basement.
Yeah. It's like a fracking in the basement.
I like it. In my life. All right, we need to go. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more real estate talk with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof, or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Scott T, Laura Russin here in the studio along with Tina Goodrich for sure. And we want to talk some real estate. We beat up radon just enough, but I do have to say that fracking in the basement does sound like a song. And I think we could come up with a song for fracking in the basement. All right, so, all right, Tina.
Just leave radon out of it.
Let's hit the elephant in the room. Which is the Asylum Inn. What's going on?
Woohoo! Well, the Asylum Inn has been, you know, has been on the market, off the market. And off the market means we have it under contract. So the Asylum Inn has been on the market for 5 months. As we know, we started September 1st. We came out strong, had a buyer right at the beginning, and that deal fell through. Back on the market. And then after the new year here, we dropped the price. We started at $1 million, and January 1st, we dropped the price to $900,000. And we did get a buyer that came in, a local buyer came in to make an offer on the Asylum, and we went through that. It didn't work. It just recently went back on the market. We stayed strong at our new price, which was the $875. We did drop it from $900 to $875. We stayed strong there, and now we recently just went back under contract.
Yeah. Oh, you just went back under contract again?
We did.
All right, for $850, yeah, so is that what you said?
No, we're at $875.
$875.
Yep.
Okay.
So $875. We came out at $1 million. We dropped January 1st to $900. And then we did a $25,000 price drop there, and that's where we've been sitting at pretty strong. So we just recently went under contract with the original buyer.
The first buyer.
The very first buyer who
came in when you were doing your
estate sale.
Yeah. Okay.
So the original buyer has been watching the Asylum. He's seen it when it did the price drop, and then it went under contract. So he said he, you know, kind of kicked himself in the butt there. So he was waiting on the sideline, and of course his realtor, he has a realtor, Minton Shores Real Estate, gave me a call and said that that their buyer was very interested and wanted back in the game.
Well, for what I say is, you know, he was willing to come in at $1 million, and now he saved $150,000 by waiting a little longer. I think you should be hitting him up for a
you're right,
Rob. For a sponsorship of the show. he just made $125,000 by not buying the first time.
Yeah, for holding out.
That's right.
He was able to get it.
But he almost lost it.
You know,
that's what
did.
I was going to say. He very well could have lost
it.
Yeah, and he did lose it there for a while because somebody else did have it under contract.
What happened with that?
So that one, again, that was a local family that was looking at it, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, some things just don't work out. In real estate, you know, you just never know what's going to happen until you get to that closing table.
Yeah. Well, my question was, did something work out with financing, or, you know, do they have something happen in the family or something like that? But what I did want to address, let's just say it was financing,
mm-hmm.
but don't typically, when you're looking at buying a house like that, don't you get pre-approved to know that you've
got
the financing first?
So when you go into a purchase and you're making an offer, you want to have that pre-qualified or that pre-approval letter with it. And what she had. He was, you know, more than qualified. Both of the buyers on the inn had both pre-approvals with them. So as the second buyer stepped up to make their offer on the Asylum, they just absolutely loved it. Their local family loved the name, wanted to keep the name, keep it going as the short-term rental, which we were so happy with that somebody actually wanted to keep the Asylum name. Because,
not
you know,
me.
I mean, you
oh,
know.
I want that sign. That's all I
want. The Asylum sign.
Does the new original guy, does he still want the sign?
I believe so.
Doggummit.
Yeah, I
believe
so.
I got a place for it on one of my walls.
Yeah, they want to keep the name because it's established and it's unique, you know, and it was a private hospital, so it, you know, kind of feeds the game a little bit.
It's haunted, by the
way.
Scott,
make him a new asylum sign and then get that one.
Why don't you just make your own asylum in sign?
Well, because it doesn't have the same cachet.
No,
when it's been on a building, it's a historical part of South Haven. That means way more to me than what the sign says.
Right. Yeah. The Asylum Inn could be there for another 100 years. Mark and I established.
Now, if I get that sign first.
Established the name. It's been on the building now since 2003, so a good 20 years. And the next owners of the building, ironically, owners of the asylum and building 424 Huron, each owner has owned it for 25 to 30 years each. So there's only been four owners of that building.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Mark and I, we've held on to it since 2001, so we've had it for a good 22 years.
Does that increase value with only a few owners? Because when you look at cars, not that when you look at selling a car that the value is increased because it was a one owner, but that's usually a huge selling point.
Right. I think so, especially when you know the history of the building, which, you know, I know the history like the back of my hand. A German immigrant, the Jacob family, had the building built in 1901, and it was one of the most prestigious buildings going up in South Haven. It was in the paper that everybody was watching it. It was made from the yellow brick brick foundry that we had down on the riverfront, which there are a handful of yellow brick homes in our town, and the asylum is one of them.
Does the asylum predate the church?
I would think so.
I would think the Methodist church? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. They were there first, definitely. The church was there first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the church was there first because actually I was told that the church was there and there was a Red Cross in the parking lot behind the asylum. And then you had the funeral home, the old Frost funeral home over on the other corner where Sturgis Bank was at. And then you had the asylum, which was a hospital. So it was kind of like all right in there together.
That was the kind of the town seat. Everything was right in that corner there.
Yep. And then the next 30 years of the asylum was owned by Dr. Pennoyer and his son, who founded the Memorial Hospital. So they were there as a bone practitioners. They were there for 30 years. It slowly turned into a doctor's office.
Are you talking about the Memorial Hospital that no longer exists?
Yeah, that's the asylum.
Okay. The asylum was the Memorial Hospital. What did they name South Haven? Was that just South Haven Hospital?
South Haven Hospital.
Okay, all right. Which
seems like was the one that was on Green Street.
That was on Green Street.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was active when the Memorial Hospital was also active. Yeah. It was just that the Memorial Hospital was a specialty. They were bone practitioners. Yeah. So if you broke a leg or an arm or something, you would go there.
Okay. Well, with that being said, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more real estate talk or broken leg talk or asylum in talk.
Real estate.
With Tina Goodrich. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
This year's race at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to raceandmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out raceandmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back at Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Scott T, Laura Russin, and of course, like I always say, Miss Tina Goodrich here in the
Good morning.
I don't know if you had a chance on your drive over here this morning, had a chance to listen to the show, if you heard the big announcement we made earlier.
No, what was the announcement?
We made a big announcement that we are going to, with a bunch of, six of us all together that are
an enormous
in a committee to put together a first annual, maybe the Ram Salute is what we're called,
amazing
festival for bands and karaoke and all kinds of other stuff. Maybe 1,000 to 2,000 people. You think you're funny over there? You can get out of the studio. You can leave. But we're doing that, and I think you being a South Haven graduate would
1981
might even want to go.
I probably would go.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
we always thought that was a good idea.
We're gonna have it at Lake Arvesta, and it's gonna be on the island with the big pavilion and bands and activities, and
it's gonna be called the Geet, the greatest event of all time.
It's gonna be the Geet.
The Geet.
Man, all right.
Flywheelers will
say
be
that.
The greatest event
of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. Flywheelers will be involved because they're going to let us park there.
You got to get closer to that microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Laura,
like it's right across. I mean, they're like real close to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, we're looking at a couple local bands and a couple that we're going to probably bring in from a ways away.
And when is this?
It's going to be the last weekend, the last Saturday of August.
Okay.
So you have three great weekends where you'll be able to come to the big festival out at Lake Arvesta, and then you'll be able to have a Labor Day weekend, which will be awesome because it always is.
Usually go on vacation then.
Yep.
No.
Then go on vacation.
This year.
Who the hell needs you anyway?
You know what? Send your check for $25 anyway.
Yeah,
50 with your husband.
You're not gonna come and look at your name on the sponsorship board. Come on.
I'm kidding.
I'll be there. This will be awesome.
Laura and I have talked about doing. Would be so cool to have the different classes together. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that have, whether it's been a dream of theirs or thought it'd be a great thing. I think a lot of people have thought this. And, originally before COVID hit, I was looking at putting together with a few other people a Take Back Our Town festival. So when all the tourists go home after Labor Day, the next weekend we're going to have a Take Back Our Town festival. And then COVID came around and that kind of petered out. So here we are.
COVID.
Yes, we're all going to get our Prince Alberts and then we're going to have a festival.
Yeah.
Brian DeVest has, been very gracious in letting us do it at his event center.
Well, it was actually kind of funny because that whole thing came around because of the radio show.
Yes.
3 weeks ago or so it was, the Blueberry Chicks were talking about it with them, and I said it out loud. And Hillary's like, I know where we could do it. And at that time, we were kind of thinking Shelley's Horse Barn. Out on 64th, but then we started, and then I went to we recorded the show on my birthday, went over with you and Tom and a couple other people to the lodge, and Brian DeBest was in there with his wife, and he pulled me in and said, hey, I heard what you said about this, and if you're really serious about that, I would like to offer Lake Arvesta for it. So here we are.
What a nice birthday present that Brian gave you.
That was a nice birthday present.
Yeah.
I think some people forget about Lake Arvesta. I mean, that's a great place to have an event, and it's right outside of South Haven.
I just recently did a tour with the little meeting we had with it. Oh, that place is awesome. He's outdone himself, and he's still
huge.
Going.
Real cool thing is, we have our event on Saturday, but if people are coming in for the weekend or the week or whatever it is, you can spend all day out there on Friday on the kneeboard, the skiing, and the frisbee.
Disc golf
and the pickleball courts.
Yeah, you can spend all day out there and then do the thing on Saturday and even go back there and spend all day on Sunday if you want. But the man's got it going on.
Sure.
He's building a huge hill that they're putting putt-putt golf on.
Right.
I mean, a huge hill.
Yeah. He has some great real estate there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be he's got like some plots already plotted out along that other side of the lake that are all
for
home.
Camping.
And typically, I would say at that situation, and I might have said it to him, but I know he don't. I'm like, what are you smoking? Because he's always got so many big ideas on what's going on. For a man that doesn't smoke anything, he has such great ideas.
Where I may have said a little bit different, I'm like, do you actually ever sleep? And his, you know, I don't know if they're partners, but Scott said, I don't think he does.
Yeah, probably not much.
Yeah.
But that is, I mean, that maybe that's why the gray hair, because he's been putting a lot of time. And that's got to, when you're putting in that kind of a facility, that you got to be tearing your hair out. I mean, there's just every day it's something new.
We'll have to get him on the radio.
He is going to be on the radio next week. He'll be on the show.
All right.
Yep. We'll have a meeting just before, and then he's going to stick around and talk about Lake Arvesta and what we're going to do out there and some of that stuff. We'll have some more details hashed out. But I think that the plans that we've made and what we want to do, I think it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That sounds cool. I know he's got lots of plans out there. If you ever did Google Earth Lake Arvesta, you would be so surprised how big his place is and all the plans he's got going on and his inland lake, Manlane Lake. And he's got some, I think he's even got a restaurant going on.
He does, and liquor license and all that's happening out there.
So, yeah.
How many acres did he say he had out there,
188
Scott?
Out there, I believe.
Wasn't that just 188 on one part of it?
On the one parcel, and then he just was acquiring some
was
other.
Was almost additional. Another 200 or something like that acres on top of that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That would be a great question for him.
That could have been the Farrell property.
It could have been. I don't think he was able to get that.
He was able to get some property down that way.
Yeah. Is there any other property in that area, Tina, for sale?
Not that I know of for sale.
If there is, you come with it now because you got about another 20 seconds to talk about real estate.
That property went all the way up to, you can say that section went all the way up to Phoenix Inn. And remember, Phoenix Inn was up for grabs there for a little while. And I think somebody got his license. The Phoenix Inn license, which I thought Lake Arvesta got.
You might have.
Yeah, it could have.
And that'd be a good question to ask.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Phoenix Inn is just sitting there. I think somebody bought that and is planning on doing some rework there.
If you've got anything to say about real estate, you got 20 seconds. I'm calling Mason to have him close out the show for us.
Well, let's see about real estate. The newest listing that I got is the 72746 Fay Court in Osage community, Osage Orchard. Great community, listed for $425,000.
Hang tight, Mason. Tina's wrapping it up here.
I hear her talking about Osage Orchard.
Yeah. I had an open house there this past weekend, had three great families come through, so I had some good action there. And we did get an offer just recently on it, so we're in negotiations.
Oops, nice. I can't say awesome, I don't think.
So, yeah, that's it for my real estate for right now, but I'm sure we'll be back next week.
You're the goat.
We'll talk some
She's
more.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. You're an amazing goat. All right, Mason Dixon, can you take us out? We need to go. It's so good to have you on the phone to be able to do this.
Yeah, because you don't remember the name of your sponsors.
That's right.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Go back and listen to this show and all the others at moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net so you can hire Rob Dog as your video person. And you need to hear some good music that incorporates Laura's husband, Tom, and Rob Dog. Go to trustinbirdband.com, hodfilm.com for the House of David Life Everlasting documentary, course list with Tina.net, and she'll get you set up with all the best real estate. Want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers. That's UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and of course our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, SDCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. And don't forget about yours truly, me, Mason D. That's RacingMason.com.
All right, come on.
All right, y'all, we all gonna howl at the moon dog for April Fools. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.